Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter 3, Gimel, in Sefer Tehillim. I will be learning with you some of the Prakim in Tehillim that directly correspond to incidents in David HaMelech's life. And today we are studying Bivarcho Mipnei Avshalom Bino, a mizmar that David composed as he was fleeing from his own son, Avshalom. Avshalom was the heir apparent after David's firstborn, his Bechor Amnon, disgraced himself by assaulting his half-sister, Tamar. Avshalom, Tamar's brother, then murdered Amnon. At that point, he seemed to be in line for the throne himself, at least in his own eyes. But then again, he did have quite a following. First, he reconciled with his father, and then he went about capturing the hearts of the people. Avshalom was handsome. He had a full head of magnificent hair. He was charismatic, and he put himself out there for the common man. He was liberal. He was loving. He was a baby kisser. He would grab and give a great big bear hug to every person who appealed to him for justice. And when Avshalom was very confident about his following, he even had won over his father's trusted advisor, Achitophel. He then formally initiated his staged rebellion. David understood the implications immediately when he heard that Avshalom had rebelled and evacuated the city in haste. He traveled in panic and in deep emotional distress. The picture that is drawn by the Navi is the following. V'David ole uboche v'rosh lo chafoy v'hu holech yachef. David went out crying. He was weeping, his head covered. He was barefoot. How tragic, running, fleeing from his own son, Mipnei Avshalom Bino. As Reb Shmuel Tal writes, he had not lost simply his job or his position or even his status. David had lost Malchus Yisrael. And not only that, but he was being pursued unto death. And not only that, his pursuers were his former friends and advisors. And not only that, Mipnei Avshalom Bino, it was his own son who was the chief revolutionary. Pasuk Beis says, Ma rabut sarai, rabim kamim alai. How many are my enemies? So many have arisen against me. Again, his former friends, colleagues, supporters, confidants, when these people turn on you, it's overwhelming. Rabim omrim lenafshi, in Yeshua salo velo kim sela. What David feared the most, the utterance that was the hardest to hear, was the threat that he was hopeless, that he'd lost his share in the world to come. Sela, eternity. Consider the words of Shimi ben Gera, who cursed David. He said, Tse tse ish hadamim v'ish hablial. Get out of Yerushalayim, leave, you man of bloodshed, low life. This alluded to David's incidents with Bathsheba, the way Uriah had been put to death, and the outcome of the descendants of the house of Sheol who were killed by the Givonim. Shimi cursed and stoned and flung dirt at the king. V'ata Hashem magen ba'adi kvodi u'meirim roshi. David literally begs Hashem to vindicate him. David is not so concerned with temporal restoration as he is with his ultimate status, his eternal status. The greatest shame was the Chil Hashem caused by Avshalom when he accepted Achitophel's advice to publicly be intimate with his father's concubines on the very rooftop of the palace. This was a clear reverberation of the incident with Bathsheba. Nasan Hanavi had said, Hinani mekim alayach ra'a mibeisecha. In God's name, he was told that the evil would come from his own house. V'lakachti es nashecha le'enecha v'nasati l're'echa. And I, says God, will take your wives and give them over to another. And he will sleep with your wives le'enei hashemesh hazos in full light. Ki ata asisa b'seser, because you committed your sin in secrecy, v'ani eses hadavar hazeh, neged kol Yisrael v'neged hashemesh. But the punishment will be a public one. Would this humiliation be sufficient to eradicate the sin? David wondered, would he be granted kapara? Or would that threat of Ein Yeshua solo v'lokim sela, God forbid, come true? Koli el Hashem ekra v'ya'aneni. David believes that ultimately he will be answered. May Har Kadsho from Hashem's holy mountain. And it says that as David left Yerushalayim, Vayhi David ba ad Rosh Asher Yishtachaveh Sham Lelokim. He came to the top of that mountain. Surely he stood opposite the Makom HaMikdash, the future place where the Beis HaMikdash would be built, and begged Hashem for Rachamim. We wondered, would he ever return to this spot? The Chidah says that these three psukim really contain allusions to a future incident. In Pasuk Vav, it says, Ani shachavti v'ishana, I rested and slept. This, says the Chidah, alludes to lying in the grave. It was only after death that the final vindication would take place. That is when, Kivodi Umeirim Roshi, that David's honor would be restored and his head would be lifted. When was that? It was when Shlomo HaMelech was permitted to reign and to build the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo, who was the product of that relationship between Bathsheba, would build the Beis HaMikdash. And when Shlomo was about to enter, he called Su'u Sha'arim Rasheichem. And when he was permitted to enter, yes, Kvodi Umeirim Roshi, that is when David, long lying in the grave, was vindicated. And the answer came, Me Har Kadsho Sela, from the site of the Beis HaMikdash itself, as it granted entry and legitimacy to Shlomo. But there are two other ways to understand Ani Shachafti. That David could sleep at all shows his utter confidence in Hashem and in the outcome. The night that I fled from Yerushalayim, says David, I went to sleep, and I woke up alive. Why? Because you supported me. Achitophel had suggested killing David that very night when he was weak, disheartened, and frightened. But Achitophel's advice was rejected. And indeed, David awoke. He lived through the night. As the Navi says, V'Hashem tziva l'hafer es atzas Achitophel. Hashem indeed supported David and caused Achitophel's advice to be rejected. And therefore, lo ira merivavos am asher sabiv shasu alai. David had nothing to fear from the myriads, the nation that could have gathered against him, as Hushai Ha'arki suggested. Midan va'ad Beersheba, k'chol asher al hayam larov. There were thousands who might have joined forces against David to root him out and to kill him. Kuma Hashem Hoshi'eni Elokai, ki hikisa eskala vailechi. Arise, Hashem, and save me. Indeed, Hashem rejected the advice of Achitophel and the plans of Avshalom. La Hashem HaYeshua al Amacha Berchasecha Selah. David ends this mizmar, a mizmar, not a kinah, a mizmar, with a bracha, a plea on behalf of the Jewish people. Let them not suffer. Let them not be the victims in this rebellion. And let Hashem's Yeshua bring bracha to them forever. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.